Good morning. We're holding in Chayadam Klal Samach Vav, and we just finished Simen Yudalit. So we mentioned that it's appropriate to talk about other scenarios of chinuch, that the parents obviously wants to be careful with their children. So I just want to quote over here from the Mishnah Berurah. This is in Simen Shin Mem Gimel, which is the halachas of Katan, where this is where the Shulchan Aruch discusses these halachas. So Mr. Burr over there in Sifkat and Gimel, he says, Uposhet, it's obvious to him, Dim Shama Livnoi Uvitoi Haktanim, Shemed Abram Lashon Hara. If they're speaking Lashon Hara, that's all they are in the Torah. So Mitzah Ligar Bahem, Ulafrishim, is that they have to react and prevent them from doing so. Mechain Mimachloikis, Mishakra Uklolis, if they're fighting, they're lying, they're cursing others. All of these are ilavim in the Torah, and it's a chiv on the parent to stop the child from doing so. But now, not only that, according to the way we're understanding by Yisra D'Raisa, even others would have a chiv to do so, not only the parents, but even others as well. Woe to us that, in our great sins, we're not careful with these things. And people allow their children to say Lashon Hara and Rechilas, to curse other people. They become so used to it. When they get older, and they find out that this is a terrible avera. It's difficult to stop because they're so used to doing it. They're used to it for many years. They related to it as something which is mutter, to the point that there was never any attempt to stop it. It's very difficult to change. So this is exactly what the Torah does not want us to do. It wants us to be margal the child to do the things properly, as opposed to the opposite, to do things improperly. So. So those are some examples. So this again is not even the idea of the muster concept of trying to mechanic your child properly. This is mikir adin. These are yisurim in the Torah. Beradam mechaver is yisurim in the raisa, and the child is being over yisurim the raisa. You have a chiyuv to stop the child. The same way you have a chiyuv to stop a child from eating nevelas, so that applies to the parents for sure, and to other, according to the way the Chayyim understands, this would be true not only by the parents, but by any adult as well. Excuse me one moment, I just want to turn off that sound. Okay, now. Just to add on a little more, like we mentioned. So this again, these are all on the halachic level of what the chiyuv is. But every parent obviously would like their child to grow up to be a talmid chacham, a yorei shamayim, and the person has the responsibility to do so. Now that there's a famous story with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that somebody came to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and said, his child is 2 years old. At what age does the chiyuv chinuch start? He says, you're 2 years too late. Right, the child absorbs in their home the attitudes, the actions of the parents. So the parents have a chiyuv to act properly in front of the child, that the child should absorb through the osmosis of children all of the lessons of how to act. So every single thing that we're doing really is part of the process of chinuch, not just limited to the actions where we're actively trying to train the child. That's something a person has to be aware of when they take into consideration the dinim of chinuch. And I'm not going to learn Simen Tesvav inside. I'm just going to explain what it's talking about and why we're skipping it. Simen Tesvav deals with halachas of Aruvei Chatzeres. So the way they did Aruvei Chatzeres bisman of the Gemara was, and that was maybe even to recent times, was each Erev Shabbos, they would go around the area which the Erev applies to, the Aruvei Chatzeres, and each person in the Chatzer would donate food into the Eruv. So the donation has to be according to the amount of people in the Eruv, up to 18 people. Our children, do the children need to contribute? Do we look at the children as being a separate entity? or not. So the father of the family has to contribute. He has to contribute for the mother as well. Do you have to contribute for the children? Now, the reason why we're not learning this is because nowadays we do Rebbe Chatzeris in a totally different fashion. We're Mazaka. Once you reach 18 people, we use a set amount for 18 people or for 100 people. And the Rav is Mazaka once a year. Usually we use matzahs because these are things which last from year to through the year. He's Mazaka to everybody in the city that they have a portion in it. And that's the Rebbe Chatzeris. So there's no question whether we have to include the children or not. But practically, there was once upon a time that we had to discuss whether the child is included or not. And the Chayyadim says it depends on the age of the child. It's at some point in time, since he considered he's just like an extension of the mother, in a certain sense he needs the mother, he's included in the Erev of the mother. Have a good day.